Cuban coffee has a sound, a taste, and a history. At small windows called ventanitas all over town, women like Vivian carry on childhood traditions begun in Cuba.
If you don't have Cuban coffee, you're not a Cuban. It's something that I was born with, and I was the first thing that I learned when I was a young girl was to make Cuban coffee.
But almost as often, you meet people like Kaylee Otto, a 26-year-old from Pittsburgh.
Okay, I compare Cuban coffee when I first moved here to crack. I had it for the first time. I was at work, and I hated my job. And this guy was like, hey, do you want some Cuban coffee? I had one shot of it. I had the best day of work ever, and I had it every day after that.
Cuban coffee is Cuban by name, but it's taken on a whole new life in America. For one, you might be surprised to know that Bustelo was actually founded in the Bronx. Pilon, though, did start in Cuba. In fact, a young Celia Cruz did a TV ad for the coffee. But the revolution forced Pilon to start anew in Miami. It was the early 1960s when the Sauto family, who had been in the coffee business for generations, bought Pilon, essentially starting with nothing but the name. Back in those days, the Sauto family sold Pilon door to door, like the milkman. The oldest son, Jose, would go off to classes at UM.
And then in the afternoon, I would have my little VW bug and had it loaded with coffee. It smells like terrible, you know, I mean, that coffee. And that was the same car that I used to go dating.
But even after a decade, Pilon was still struggling. In the early 1970s, Sauto was sitting in the office of a Winn-Dixie buyer.
And I said, well, we bought Pilon. And he said, oh, don't tell me you bought that. That doesn't sell. As a matter of fact, I'm ready to discontinue the brand from the stores because the sales weren't there.
This was a crossroads for Pilon and really much of the Cuban coffee we know today. To keep Pilon on Winn-Dixie shelves, Sauto convinced the store to put it on sale. And Pilon started selling. Around that time, the Sauto family stockpiled a bunch of coffee. This was just before coffee prices skyrocketed. We're talking quadrupled per pound. That hit other companies pretty hard, and the Sautos started to buy up their competitors, Café Estrella, Café Dial, and in 2000, Bustelo. Over time, Cuban coffee made its way into life beyond Cuba, beyond Little Havana. Miami as a whole embraced it as part of what makes this place run. Here's Kaylee Otto again.
In Miami in general, everything happens late at night. So everyone eats late, everyone goes out late. When my friends would come into town, we would go and get Cuban coffee and have it before we went out that night and not get home till 4 o'clock in the morning and be fine.
In 2011, the Sauto family, whose very name was synonymous with coffee back in Cuba, sold their empire to Midwesterners for $360 million. Smucker's now owns Pilon.
It feels like we accomplished the American dream. We came in, we work hard, and we felt we did it. You know, we felt, wow, this is what it's all about.
It wasn't just the Sautos that achieved the American dream. Pilon got there, too. The brand now rubs elbows with fellow Smucker's products, Jif Peanut Butter, Crisco, and the Pillsbury Doughboy. And that makes sense. Cuban coffee has become an American coffee, though not for Jose Sauto anymore. The irony of having built his fortune on coffee. A year ago, because of a sleeping problem, Jose's doctor told him he can no longer drink coffee. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.